Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Hump Night! No, no, stop it, people! It's Wednesday, Hump Day! But it's not daytime, get it? Alright, let's try this again. Happy Hump Night! Yeah. NYC Today Live with Janelle and the Hump Day Recovery Squad. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Live in New York, but broadcasting everywhere. NYC Today Live Talk Radio. Hot topics, family and relationships, business tips and successful habits, beauty tips and product reviews, sports, movie reviews, stupid prank calls, interviews with interesting people and everyday heroes, music from amazing artists that you may not have heard on the radio until now, and so much more.
Isn't that everything?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We'll even ask somebody on a date for you.
Really?
Yeah. Basically, we just do what we want and talk about anything we feel like, whenever we feel like it.
We really have no focus.
Now for your host. It's your girl, Janelle, and her surprise and random co-host.
And it is your girl, Janelle, and we are here today for Hump Day 6, and we are talking about sex and cancer, and we're actually researching it on the show. I'm really excited about this topic because I really think sex heals. A lot of people would agree with me. We have a lot of information. We'll be discussing it in the show, during the show. But right now, I want to welcome part of my cast, Al.
Hey, everybody.
So how are you doing today? We're the only ones here so far, but how was your hump day?
My hump day been a hump day. I'm sure yours has as well. I decided I'd get up and start moving around and doing some things today, so... Whew, it's been a hump day for me. I didn't know I need to dust and all that today. So I kind of cleaned house today. So yes.
You clean out, cleaning the house. Me, I'm out. I started a new job a couple of days ago. So I like it, you know, pretty nice. I've got a really cool supervisor. So, you know, I'm pretty happy. Today was an easy day. It didn't feel like a hump day. The past 3 days have really felt good because the job is so cool. So, you know, but we're still humping around because the new job took my head. So I was kind of rushing around for the show or whatever, but we are here. And guess who else is here? Al. Guess.
Let me tell you,
Miss Mabel will be joining us. Uh-oh. That's crazy.
Okay, Miss Mabel.
Miss Mabel
coming on.
She coming on later, but she's gonna be hanging out with us the whole show and talking. And those of you guys who haven't met Miss Maybelline. Y'all in for it. All I gotta say. But guess who else we gotta talk to today? Guess who else?
We got someone else besides her?
Well, they're not gonna be on the show necessarily, but it's a big, important, and special day for them. And his name is Dean Blair. Wanna say happy birthday to you during your birthday. We wish you, Al, you can say
happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And he's the only one out of all 3,000 or 2,000 or however many thousand of friends I have. He's the only one to have a birthday today, so he's pretty special. So we want to wish you a happy birthday. Hope you have many, many more. And
hey,
here's your phone.
Hey, Janelle. Hey, Janelle.
Huh?
Can you hear me? You know who else I'd like to wish a very happy birthday to?
Who?
To my Uncle Les. Yesterday was my uncle's birthday. Happy birthday, Les Clark.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday! I hope it was as amazing as you are.
Oh, I love Les. Happy birthday! I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's all right. I got him.
I didn't look at my friends list yesterday. Y'all didn't only look on Wednesday. Happy birthday, Les. Les is in the house with his birthday. So we got Les Clark and Dee Blair. Have a
happy birthday. Wow. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Don't bless you.
Everybody. Coming up today on our topics, ooh, are they hot, and cancer. And, you know, our hot topics always come from Today, New York City Today magazine. So, ladies, sex and cancer, where do we start this?
Where do we start this? We're going to start it right after this song.
Fair enough.
First, we got a song by The One Son, Lion Ra, Special Time.
Loving you is like a special thing, like a happy dream, like a laser beam.
like a 3D movie screen with a vibrant, pretty scene. Like waking up to breakfast in the morning, feeling like a king. Loving you is like a special thing, like a happy dream, like a laser beam. Like a 3D movie screen with a vibrant, pretty scene. Like waking up to breakfast in the morning, feeling like a king. Let's take a walk in the park together. Go to the movies, kiss and hug in the dark, whatever. Let's head on down to the pier,
yeah.
And whisper love into each other's ears. People may stop and stare, but you know we don't care. We driving to the beach, I got the wheel, you got shotgun. Massaging my scalp, huh? Rest your pretty feet and boom the dash and enjoy the sun. See you with your sundress on, your legs so long. Your beautiful body can do no wrong. Your style is honey, your smile is money. You're wild and funny, and how you love me keep me energized, excited. Every time I look into your energy, eyes are flying. Your mind is one of the brightest and wisest I've ever known. Probably why it takes us so long to get off the phone, woman. Whether we're sharing knowledge, matching with talking is, you got my respect, but my love for you is endless.
It
time
is so good to know you are
so
mine,
precious.
You are mine.
Real.
And whenever I'm alone, you are all on my mind. And when I need help to flow, you don't mind, no, you don't mind. Whatever we do, love is the special time. It really is so good to know that you are mine.
Out on the bed, not a care in the world. We left our problems where? Way back there in the world. Your naked beauty, yeah, no comparing your girl. Now let me make your body vibrate and your toes curve up in 2 million positions beyond what you would call a curl. You just might witness floral images swirling in plural. You know you love my hobby, sense of humor. When I do my crazy impression, I always keep you guessing. I live to make you laugh, love to see you living. Lift up each other's spirits like feeling low is forbidden. I'm seeing you carpe diem, you're having joie de vivre, and even wearing your heart on your sleeve. Just like me, I'm keeping my schedule open, it's whatever you want. We can get lost in the crowd or get loud or make it jump. We can sip umbrella drinks and let the sun set just for us. Ain't no problem, we ain't solving what we calculate with love, dig
it. It really feels good to know that you are mine, you are mine. And whenever I'm alone, you are all on my mind. And when I change up the flow, you don't mind, no, you don't mind. Whatever we do, love is a special time.
That go right along with today's conversation.
I know. You know how we come up with this conversation, Kim. Let me tell you, I was talking to Al about cancer, and I was, oh, I feel so embarrassed what I'm about to say.
I can see you blushing over here.
Because my boyfriend is on the line, so I can't say it. I was talking very happily about the topic of sex. And Al said, so you want to say what you said?
No, you got it, girl. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Yes. The pressure.
And Al said, maybe that's all I need.
And here we are, ladies and gentlemen, 3-4 nights later, maybe even the next night later.
And so that's how we came up with the topic. And we were talking, I was like, don't you think sex can heal, you know, heal sicknesses in the body? And she was like, yeah. And, I mean, we've heard of this. I mean, in some of the circles that I deal in with Reiki healing and different things like that, I've heard that sex is a healing. I believe that. I feel better after a great time. And I just feel like it heals the heart, heals the mind, heals the body. I just feel like it's a really great healing thing. So I looked it up. I looked up and not to my surprise, I found many articles on the benefits, the healing benefits of having sex. So that's how we got to the topic, Kim.
See, that wasn't bad, was it?
See, that didn't hurt. Oh, it sounded like it might have hurt her a little bit. You had to end having sex. Like she was five. I don't know. That might have hurt our girl a little bit.
Well, it must be. And you know, she could say that it's nice for her because it's been a while. So I don't know if it healed or not, you know. But I'm willing to find out. Hey!
And what did I tell you, Al?
Huh?
What, you remember what I told you?
What did you tell me, Janelle?
Oh, you gonna be having sex, girl, soon.
Oh, yeah. Wow, so I'm waiting for that moment. I'm waiting for that moment. Look, I pity the man.
I'm done with both of y'all. This is where I back out, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think I'm mature enough in this conversation.
Seriously, you bring up this subject of cancer, and it's always so heavy. But this show, this month, the whole month, we've been talking about ways to heal the body, just mm-hmm. not just for cancer, but being Cancer Awareness Month, we're focusing. You know, we're honoring cancer survivors. Again, on Al is winning.
Yay! I'm sure going to win. I'm winning this battle.
All right.
He's winning the battle. And you know what? Last week we had a friend of mine on, and he talked about, Danham talked about not wanting people to make them feel down and focus on that. So today we're not focusing on that. We're focusing on the healing power of sex. But it is dedicated to all the cancer survivors out there.
All right. Look, ain't nobody saying that. Okay. Hey.
Look, even Kim is quiet.
Listen. You already
know. That was something where you didn't know whether to cheer or
yes.
happy or sad.
To all the survivors, yeah.
Wait.
Right. That was something you didn't know what the reaction should be like.
Thank you, Al, for saving me there.
It was just dead silence, like.
So I'll be honest. I pulled my headphone out of the phone and I didn't actually even hear what she said.
Okay, let me say it again.
Uh-oh.
Okay, we are not focusing on cancer today. We are honoring all cancer survivors and dedicating our topic to you, the healing power of sex.
Go get you some, y'all know. Y'all know, you know I'm the crazy one. Forgive me, everybody. But yeah, so all the survivors, that's whatever it takes. So,
I was reading.
Well,
I think it might be a
healing thing for most sickness, not just cancer, for other sickness too. But I guess you have to be feeling a certain type of way to even want it. You know what I'm saying? Some people when they're sick, they be like, "Oh, sex? What's that?" We do. You're studying. You're praying, and you're trying to, you know, praying that you're gonna leave here. You got other stuff on your mind. Sex. I guess you would have to have a sex partner or somebody that's real sexual active for that to be on your mind or for that to come up in the conversation when you're sick.
Deborah Barrett, PhD, agrees. She talks about it in her article, The Healing Powers of Sex, how sexual intimacy can help manage chronic pain. And she talked about it, and she said, she does mention in this article, you know, if you're going through some pain in your body, you might not feel, chances are you're not going to feel particularly sexy. But see, she suggests that you do it anyway. She says, additional substances released through skin to touch with peak effects at orgasm similarly contribute to pain relief and well-being. So she's basically saying, even if you don't feel sexy, if you just go through the motion and achieve an orgasm, you will experience extreme pain relief and well-being.
I'm sorry to cut you off, ladies. I might have to go. I might have to call my boyfriend. You know these 7 herniated discs in my neck? Yeah. I might have to set up an appointment.
I'm sick. You know what?
I'm like, for real? I'm thinking, you got to go?
No.
I'm out here like, seriously, just this minute?
Just off of that one sentence alone, Al, like, well, maybe that's the problem with my neck, right?
Okay.
I guess sometimes, too, when you're feeling bad or you're not feeling well and you have sex, it does take your mind off of whatever pain or sickness you're enduring for that moment. I think so.
Yeah, I think it has something to do with the chemical balance of the brain, right? The endorphins and everything.
Yeah, she says that it includes releasing serotonin into the body, which is a natural antidepressant. Also found in chocolate, so you can get a chocolate-free. You're on a chocolate diet. Chocolate Hershey pie was my recommendation. So if you're single and, you know, if you're single or whatever, and you're like, well, it doesn't apply to me being single, you can get you from chocolate Hershey's pie. It will do the same thing.
Maybe it'll help for a couple of days or so. But when you're doing 7 years, like on me, I'm on 7 years. I don't think a chocolate Hershey pie is going to help
me. I don't think a chocolate Hershey is nothing that's going to help you out. Okay. Now, being serious.
Okay.
Is it your condition that makes you not, you know, physically want to go there? Is it, you know, why 7 years? Because I think I'd be crazy by now. But 7 years?
Well, it's been 7 years. When I got divorced from my husband, I just haven't found anyone or been with no one that I've wanted to actually have sex with. So, you know, and then after that, you know, I got the cancer and stuff like that. So it has nothing to do with me having the cancer. It's
that
just
was my next
I haven't
question.
Met anybody that, you know, I wanted to go there with.
Okay. Well, that's different than, you know, I didn't have sex for 7 years because of my cancer and I don't feel attractive. So that's a portal.
Exactly. So, you know, I think that probably would help me mentally, you know, as far as when you're going through something. Because I guess they help you feel like you want it. And it, like you say, it let off certain hormones and stuff into the body and stuff. So I guess it'll make me, I'm thinking it might make me feel better if I did. But I'm not going to do it just because of that.
Okay.
I'll just have to wait until.
Yeah, you're not going to just kick somebody.
Right.
If that's the case,
I could
pick
someone and be like, okay, you know. But
if that's the case, six and a half years ago.
Right, right.
But apparently she's waiting on a connection, you know.
So we're not suggesting that you just go get anybody. And because it is about, like, the connection, you know, it's not just, like, the act, the connection that you have within the act that makes it really special.
Enjoyable.
You know, like, it really does a good job. I know it does a good job on me. It says it's a natural painkiller, and it generates feelings of elation and euphoria.
Good times and even better times. Go ahead.
Okay, so my question is, and I don't know if I saw it in one of the articles or not, could you have, like, go get a toy or something, and would that release, or is that just as good as having sexual activities with a man?
In one of the articles, it says, you know, you can, you know, self-please, because it's actually not even the form of, because one of the articles stated it might not even be the actual skin-to-skin contact, but the actual release, and for a woman, the actual release of the orgasm that causes serotonin and things like that to flow. So, you can get it with a toy.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, everybody who don't agree, you haven't tried it, you don't know. I'm not saying I tried it.
Don't judge what you don't know.
So, Janelle, you tried it, you said?
I haven't. I didn't get a chance to. I started to, and then I met someone special. But I did start to.
But you can incorporate them with him.
I don't think he would like that.
You should ask. You didn't.
You know, men get jealous of the, you know.
I think a toy lasts longer than a man would.
Not my man.
That was your head, girl. Yeah, by the way, you're on national radio. Okay. Now, because you can get yourself in trouble, But back to the toy. But you'll be surprised at what they incorporate in the bed.
There are some toys that I had looked up. For for all the, well, this is for men and women too. Men, you guys don't necessarily like.
Need no toys.
Need no toy, really. But women, there are, you know, you can look it up. They got one called Bunny Rabbit and the Butterfly.
I'm not.
Just look it up.
Just throw it out.
Y'all going to make me have a sex toy party, but go ahead.
Oh, gosh, that was sweet. You know what? I agree.
Well, we're talking about a party, Janelle. We're not talking about one-on-one like you and your boyfriend. Y'all having y'all own a private party.
I meant, like, I'm going to get the lady to come host it, so everybody...
Right, we're talking about hosting. We're talking
everybody,
about hosting.
Yeah,
I know
everybody that's feeling change
now.
Can come get their own personal toys and go home and
she's
feel
talking about, like,
better.
First time.
Yeah, like
a
casting party.
Yeah. I knew, Al. Look, let me tell you. These articles are really equipped with a lot of information. They got WebMD home in. WebMD, everybody go there to find out how to fix whatever sickness they got. Very popular website. It says tips of private health benefits to sex. All right? It helps keep your immune system humming. Your immune system. What is that? The thing that stops you from getting sick. Getting the flu, getting common cold. It helps keep your immune system up. It helps your libido, obviously. Having sex makes you better at it. And makes
Ooh,
you
and lowers,
more of it.
It lowers the risk of heart attack.
Huh?
It lowers the risk of heart attack.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Well, I didn't know that because, well, I don't know. I just know two or three people that I know had a heart attack while they were having sex. So
that's
and,
because they didn't have enough of it.
They wasn't.
Oh,
you know, like they were having probably you know, high impact sex when they hadn't had this. God.
He said, like, high impact aerobic. They was getting it in.
They say sex counts as exercise. And it improves bladder control in women, and it lowers your blood pressure.
Mm.
Got high blood pressure.
Wow. A lot of benefits to sex right there. Them.
It says not masturbation does not lower your blood pressure. Why?
Exactly.
Guess you got to take your pills while you masturbate. Oh, well. I mean, not 9 out of 10 health reasons is not bad. Listen.
That's pretty good, right?
I'm saying. If only thing you can't get out of having sex, and that's not even having sex. If all 10 of those things can be achieved by having sex,
yeah,
it's gonna be a lot of winter babies, a lot of spring babies.
And men, it makes prostate cancer less likely.
I'm not understanding that part.
It says that. Let me go back and read why. It says.
Yeah, I have it up to now.
Okay.
Yeah, but open it. Oh, okay. Because I'm trying to open mine.
Okay. Number 8 may make prostate cancer less likely. Going for the gusto may help you ward off prostate cancer. Men who ejaculate frequently, at least 21 times a month, were less likely to get prostate cancer during one study, which was published by the Journal of American Medical Association. You don't need a partner to reap this benefit. Sexual intercourse, nocturnal emission, and masturbation were all part of the equation. It's not clear that sex was the only reason that mattered in the study. Lots of factors affect cancer risk, but more sex won't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So go for the gusto.
Of course it is.
Wow.
Sleep and ease the stress. I like what it says. It says, after an orgasm, the hormone prolactin is released which is responsible for feeling relaxation and sleepiness. So, a hormone.
Yeah. Okay. So that's why some people are like, we had sex and I had to smoke a cigarette. I went to sleep. I guess to put you in that relaxed mode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it eases. It says, Avadar, the person who wrote this said, or maybe somebody there quoting, said, touching and hugging can release, just touching and hugging can release a natural feel-good hormone. Sex arousal releases in the brain a chemical that revs up your brain, pleasure and reward system. Let me say that again. Sex arousal releases a brain chemical that revs up your brain's pleasure and reward system. Sex and intimacy can boost your self-esteem and happiness too. Avadar says it's not only prescription for a healthy life, but a happy one.
Oh.
All right, Avadar. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. But
I'm trying to see if any articles have something different. Oh, menstrual problems. It reduces menstrual cramping for women and promotes regularity.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that one.
You don't know.
Okay, it's safe though.
You ain't noticed the difference.
I ain't noticed.
Maybe it should say in most women or some women.
Well, it did. It said a few studies show. A few studies show that weekly sex reduces menstrual cramping and promotes menstrual regularity.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, no, I don't really agree with that one. I'm sorry.
It's not working for you.
No, yeah, I put that one in work. Maybe with the cramping, but not necessarily with the regularity.
Oh.
But anyway, too much of my business on talk radio. Anyway.
Nothing. Well, since she said that, she just threw me way off. Like, am I telling too much? I don't do nothing, so I can't say ain't nothing I'm telling.
All right, so, okay, this is a different article. And Arielle Lauren, she said, it's no secret that sex intimately tied to our immune systems. Sex educators, medical professionals, and other sexual health workers tend to focus on the predation. You know what? I don't even know how to say this word. PEDAGOGY.
Which article will we at?
In frugalormagazine.com.
Sexual healing? No.
Can sex heal the human body?
I'm trying to find it. Well, I don't think I got that link up.
P-E-T-A-G-O-G-Y?
Pedagogy.
Pedagogy, anyway.
Is that what you said?
You heard? Pedagogy. The pedagogy of sexually transmitted diseases and other sexual risks could negatively impact our immune system. So basically it's saying, like, if your sickness is tied to sex, then you know, maybe you should find some other thing. But, you know, if you have a partner, a husband, a boyfriend, you know, then a girlfriend, then, you know, and you know, it's not like something wrong with the anatomy that is to use to have sex, then sex is a good thing for you. It's basically what she's going on. But she had said something in the article that had made me pull the article. Oh, she says sex, no matter your preference, whether you desire it or abstain from it, is still the undercurrent of both your physical condition and your psychological temperament. I totally agree with that.
You totally agree?
Huh?
You say you totally agree with that?
Yeah. What do you guys think about that?
Let me see.
Whether you want it or you don't want it, it is still an undercurrent of both your physical condition and your psychological temperament.
Whether you're getting it or not, it's all based on how you feel mentally and physically. As to why not you're getting it or not getting it. Basically.
Yeah, she's basically saying whether you want it or not, it's still contributing to your psychological and physical.
So you're still crazy and deranged.
I'm thinking about what if you don't have a highly sex drive? Would that still contain to that? Because if you don't have that sex drive, that you don't want it like that all the time, you know, like say you get it once a month, be fine. Like, okay, I got it. I'm fine now for the month. Let me get it next month.
You know, it's a classic.
I mean, I'm just saying because people go through moments like that, and some people do that, and some people don't even have a sexual desire at all. So those types of people, do they still get that whatever they need mentally because they're not getting it physically?
Right.
That's a good question.
That is a good question because this is a group
Let's take it a little deeper than that. I would have to say yeah, because children, they grow up to be, you know, social and psychologically prepared in most things, and they're not having sex at 4 or 5 years old. So, yeah, that is safe. They can still be fulfilled.
True. Hormones.
That's what I was thinking. I was about to say that
they sexuality hasn't, you know, like soon as they hit the where they body
that's
change,
puberty.
Woo, puberty.
Huh. My son is going through it, and I'm sorry. I keep asking him, "So you having sex?" He's like, "Mommy, would you stop asking me that?" I'm like, hey, it's my job to ask you once a week. Are you having sex?" He goes, "No, but if you keep asking me, I promise the first thing I'm going to do is tell you." I'm like, "That's good." And I swear, I just asked him this yesterday. My son will be 15 in February. I'm like,
that's a prelude to a smiter to say. We are not talking to anybody under 18.
So I'm just like, whoo, 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 here we go.
We're talking to grown people. This is grown folk conversations. If you a kid, see your way out.
You like an hour late.
gosh. I got to rewrite this show.
Okay. I see that one of the guys on here, he said he's a religious man and he cannot have free sex. So he strongly feels like.
Lauren on the line. I'm sorry, Lauren.
Hey, Lauren. How would he improve his sex mentally, his mental capabilities, being that he can't have free sex?
What, do you got to pay for it?
I don't know. He said, I am a religious man and cannot have free sex.
That means he can't have sex without marriage.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
He's not married, so
he's very scared and probably have a lot of money in the bank.
Okay.
He's jacking off.
Yeah, I've been listening to y'all for like the last 15 minutes or so, and I think that the whole sex thing is more about the orgasm than it is about the actual act and the relationship. More than just the actual act, you know?
Yeah.
They're dumbing it down to the act, but it's a relationship you have with the person you're sleeping with, plus the orgasm if you're having it. If you're not having it, that changed the whole game up.
Yeah.
I can't weigh in on that because I've never, like, had sex.
What?
I gotta go. I gotta go get these pain relievers.
No, I didn't finish. I've never had like sex with someone that I didn't have feelings for.
You never have sex with someone.
But just
what?
Because you have feelings for somebody don't mean you have an orgasm.
No, I was just talking about
you not in a, and just because you're not in love with somebody doesn't mean y'all don't have a good relationship.
That's true. And I'm not. I was talking about the connection, not the orgasm.
Oh, okay.
But it's true that everybody that I have feelings for, I didn't necessarily have a connection.
Ah, I'm with that. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think the whole sex topic is complicated because there are so many factors. But I do think that it's helpful, especially in the situation. I've been reading up on this since before the show. I'm sorry, y'all, that I was late. I'll tell y'all later. But, I don't know what y'all been talking about other than 15 minutes before, though.
Oh, the whole conversation has been about sex pain and the advantages of sex to relieve pain and what it can do for, you know, just your overall body and mental condition.
I think it's a plus in a complicated way because I've had the experience of having just illicit sex and it didn't fix nothing emotionally or physically. It was more shame and more body degradation than it was, more sickness and, you know.
Yeah.
That's why I said that the relationship got to be there, the companionship, the connection, as you were saying, and the orgasm.
Yeah.
Definitely the orgasm.
Definitely the orgasm.
Most definitely, like, the orgasm.
I think, especially with this topic of sex and cancer, I think the orgasm is the most important in that situation.
Yeah.
The most important. Because orgasm is mental and physical. It's not just ejaculation. The ejaculation is what we see as a result of an orgasm. It is not the orgasm. And women ejaculate too, if that's a question.
You know what? And the feeling, the foreplay, you know, that takes place before. Okay, so let's just talk to couples or people who have a relationship. So you have a relationship with someone, and you know you might have some kind of sickness, any kind of sickness, and you want to use sex as a healing, a way to heal your body in some way. So I would suggest that you start with, throughout your day, with things that lead to sex. Sweet text, you know, like while you might be at work, just sweet things, a sweet call, you know, kind words when you wake up in the morning, you know, just different things that you can do, because the more you have like kindness throughout the leading up to those moments, the better when y'all get together, the better it is. That's my
anticipation.
Yeah, the anticipation is kind of like, but don't like, and then fight, and then, you know, sometimes when you fight, that can be a totally different type of sex too, but mostly the best really passionate healing sex is best done if the foreplay, and I don't mean like foreplay right before sex, just mean the anticipation and the way you treat each other because you know it's coming type of thing is really good for the healing process. Anybody have any other tips? We totally didn't go to break and we didn't need to.
Oh, this is a complete talk show, no music,
no nothing.
Yeah, at the beginning.
It's like, let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me.
You and
let's
me.
Talk about all the good things.
Sing that song, Kim.
I don't know all the words. I'm just talking about all the good things and the bad things it can be. Let's talk about sex.
Talk about sex. Let's talk about sex, a little wiggle in the middle. Let's talk about.
Oh, see, then, this is somebody now. Always putting me on the spot, see?
These women are nuts. Okay, wait, I have a really good article that I had meant to go down. So let's do that.
Watch your choice of words with this conversation.
Oh, I'm already just
too much to go down.
Oh yeah, let me go. Oh God. Okay.
Hallelujah. All right, I'm sorry. Go back. What article was you?
Okay, this article is Sex and Health. And it says, frequent between hugs between partners associated with lower blood pressure and more oxytocin. So hug your partner more. More hugs. Okay, so they don't have to be your partner. Just get hugged.
It's a girl that goes around my office and she just hugs everybody. And everybody looks at her and goes, why are you touching me?
And I'm like, that's me. That's me all day. You know what? You know what? I think that's why my health is so good.
Yeah.
All day I go around hugging people. I do not hug people that do not like to be hugged. I can feel that.
She come and she want to kiss you on your cheek and give you a hug. How good, how's it that if you don't get out of my face?
I hug anybody who wants to hug. Like, I can tell when the person needs a hug.
I hug you, but every day.
Every day.
I don't need to hug and kiss you every day. We not family.
Somebody was talking
we
to me.
We family, Kim.
We
yeah,
family. If you need a hug and kiss every day, I got you. I work with this nut. And I'm like, why do you need me to hug me and kiss me every day? It ain't personal. I think man, cool. Ha ha hee hee. Don't kiss me again, though.
I wouldn't be hugging. Look, I only hug people.
Need some oxytocin.
Huh?
Yeah,
I must be, she must see it on me. Like she needs some, she needs some happy in her life.
Stella, you getting high for oxytocin?
I don't know. She think I need some release or something, because I'm like, she, and I'm bubbly, and y'all know, Janelle tell you, I'm like this all day, every day. But she come, and I'm just like, if you don't get away from me, how you doing?
Give me a hug.
Oxytocin for Kim.
See, I don't know about y'all, but I prefer the pill form.
Okay. So let me run them off. They all oxytocin oriented, but let me run them off. Touch and psychological support are healthy. Touch and psychological support are health promoting due to increased oxytocin. Oxytocin strongly protects organs from damage due to blood infection. Whoa.
Y'all gonna make me go hug this girl tomorrow.
Oh, kissing. Kissing may have positive implications.
I'm done with you, Janelle. I'm not talking to you.
Kissing may have positive implications. Those with allergies, oxytocin speeds healing and reduces pain. Oxytocin counters addiction and soothes withdrawal symptoms. So anybody get withdrawal from crack, you can
give them a hug. Give me a hug.
Massage aid. Detoxification for oxytocin rises during massage. Ooh, I need
one. I do too, but anyway, I don't need no more hugs. So. Tomorrow I'm going, can you massage my shoulder right there?
Oh, God, Kim. Oxytocin positively affects the health and counteract stress. Oxytocin reduces anxiety and stress, and less oxytocin reduces in more aggression and less caring. Oxytocin regulates cell proliferation and inhibits breast and prostate cancer. It inhibits breast and prostate cancer. Oxytocin regulates cell proliferation. Okay. Oxytocin increases receptivity of females. It does. It makes me so much more receptive.
So what?
You can tell me anything after I have sex. So I'll just say, okay.
I hope your boyfriend ain't in the room with you.
Oxytocin imbalance may underlie impotence and alleviate erectile dysfunction.
Okay, so I have to stop you right there on a very, having sex. Erectile dysfunction, alleviate. I'm missing the connection right there. If you have erectile dysfunction, ... Janelle, you're not releasing, you're not getting.
No, it says oxytocin imbalance.
Imbalance, okay.
Will cause erectile dysfunction and impotence. If you don't have no oxytocin,
y'all better go out there and get hugs. Y'all better go get a hug today. Because he's on the corner like this. See hugs.
Patients with autism and psychiatric disorders improve with increased levels of oxytocin.
I said that to somebody.
You did.
Again, and I'm not being funny, that serious. One of my closest friends has an autistic son. And every time he see me, he go, girl, 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 and he go to grab me. And I'm like, you know, Jalila, maybe you need to get him somebody that don't mind coming over.
He get him out of oxytocin. He getting that oxytocin.
You
don't just receive oxytocin, Kim. You give it.
See, that's the problem. That's why I stay locked in the house one a week. Like, I'm not going away. I have fun.
Oxytocin involves learning and memory.
No, because it's a lot of dumb people walking around here.
Oh, that's
and they have this at on a regular basis.
Say that again.
I said no, that's not true because there's a lot of dumb people walking around the earth and they are having sex on a regular basis. So no, that's not true.
That's not true.
Oh my, I guess you've had enough. Ooh, that was good. That's our cue. Our time is up. We'll be back next week. In the meantime, follow us everywhere and subscribe to www.nyctoday.info. Night night.